This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
The conversation continues, talking about the Clemson Tigers. They are in the Final Four with Sam Blackman. Okay, so Sam, we're talking about the head coach at Clemson University in Dabo Swinney. Where does that come from? I mean, kind of peel back the layers of the onion. I mean, what kind of upbringing did Dabo have? Because he really is a captivating guy to listen to in his press conferences. And I love what you're sharing. This is good stuff.
Yes, yeah, he had a very humble background, and he'll be the first to tell you the story that he had kind of a difficult upbringing, and his mother and he, when he was in college, she moved in with him, and it was just a hard upbringing. You know, they just didn't have money, and then his high school sweetheart, who he's married to now, Kathleen, helped him out a lot, and so they went up to the University of Alabama together, et cetera. And I think he just knows what it means to have, near nothing. And then he remembers that, and he wants other people to help other people. He started a foundation. One of the first things he did to help others, and they fund things like breast cancer research, and I think that foundation also reaches out to other organizations that are in need of funding, such as Alzheimer's, etc. Just any type of need, they look at it, and I think they also help Habitat for Humanity, and I think he also, the foundation is involved with a lot of other projects and local organizations that might feed the hungry and just the needs of the local community, and that's what Dabo does, his foundation, and he and Kathleen are very active in that, and it's just a wonderful thing that the Dabo Swinney Foundation, what it's done.
You're listening to the voice of Sam Blackman. He is the Associate Sports Information Director at Clemson University. I promise we're going to talk about his new book that he has just released. It's a very compelling read that he has co-authored. But I got to ask you, while you're on the program, we were just talking about the head coach in Dabo Swinney, but what about the tremendous addition in your defensive coordinator in Brent Venables? What has he meant? Quantify what he has meant to this program and just the energy that he has brought to the defense.
Yes, he's a very knowledgeable man, very knowledgeable coach. He also has added a lot of intensity to the program, and he just a very thorough coach. He prepares the team, his defensive squad very well, and he has them prepared for every situation, and I really do think he's, and rightfully so, he won that award just the other day. He is a wonderful defensive coach, and if you give him time to prepare for an offense, believe you me, he is going to have Clemson prepare for any kind of offense. Like I said, a lot of people have thrown a lot of different looks at Clemson this year, and I think we've come out on the top end of all the battles. His defense will be prepared. His defense will play hard, and that's one thing that people can bank on. And I really very proud to have him on the sideline at Clemson. And like I said, Coach Dabo Swinney has done a fine job, building a staff and that's very knowledgeable. And they're the type of coaches that players can go to. They all have open door policies, etc. And I just really do think that we're very blessed to have Coach Venables here at Clemson.
Okay, so Sam, let's shift gears. Let's talk about your new book, If These Walls Could Talk, Stories from the Clemson Tigers Sideline Locker Room and the Press Box. And the forward, in fact, we were just talking about Dabo Swinney. Coach Swinney, he provides the forward in that. Tell us about this new book that you co-authored quickly.
Yes, sure. Tim Bray, the longtime sports information director, and I co-authored this book, and we're just very proud of this book as it tells the story of Clemson football from the beginning all the way to the end, all the way to the recent history. history of the program. It's kind of unusual how we started it. In Chapter 1, we talked about Dabo Swinney, how he got to Clemson and the situation involving there. And then, of course, Chapter 2, we start on how the Clemson football program started. And then all throughout the book to the recent history, we talk about the football program and just different little stories that people would enjoy, colorful stories that you might not otherwise heard. And we go through the 20s, 30s, and then, of course, Clemson used to be a military school up until 1955, and then it went co-ed in 1955. But during the war years, there's some colorful stories there, and then we've had some young men that played football here that were killed in World War II, and you know, just brave soldiers. And we even had one football player that won a Congressional Medal of Honor, Jimmy Dias, who was from Augusta, Georgia, and he played in the 20s. So we're very proud of our heritage and the stories about Clemson football, and we just I think people would really enjoy reading about these stories, these colorful stories of involving Clemson football.
And it is out. The title of the book is If These Walls Could Talk, Stories from the Clemson Tigers Sideline Locker Room and Press Box. And of course, our good friends at Triumph Books, we want to give a shout out to them because they helped provide this interview. Sam, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us today, and it's a very again, it's an honor and privilege to be on with you today.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We will talk to you soon, and good luck against the Ohio State Buckeyes, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Hey, it's been an amazing ride over the past 2 hours right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Of course, I was just visiting with Sam Blackman from Clemson University. Be sure and go out and get a copy of his new book. And a special thank you to all of our amazing guests. Mark Folwell, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play voice. Brady Tinker, the host of DFW Sportsbeat. Go to dfwsportsbeat.com. And James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider. I'm Alyssa Walker Campbell. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at SB Nation Radio.